How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 23rd of February, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here, everyone. As Kelly said, this is Wednesday, so we are halfway through the week. We just need to make it through the end.
Indeed. Also with me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing?
Well, I think we're all okay. I'll tell you what, we're better than the subject of a particular video out of Amsterdam this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, we got a preview last night of BMW's latest promotional video to law enforcement customers.
Shot on iPhone.
Shot on iPhone, it looks like, yeah. As we covered yesterday, there was a terrifying event in an Apple store in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. What they thought was an armed robbery turned into a hostage situation. Mm-hmm. And it stretched on for, I don't know, 6 hours maybe?
It was quite a while unfolded, I think.
And, you know, the hostage taker was demanding like $227 million U.S. in cryptocurrency, or he was going to blow up the store.
You know, and eventually, as one does.
As one does. Yeah. you know, give me what I want or I make it go boom.
Yeah.
So from what I gathered, at one point, late in the evening, the hostage taker was asking the Amsterdam police to send in some bottled water.
Okay.
And his hostage took advantage of that.
Oh.
And okay. Just took off running. He just took off running.
Okay.
He hoofed it. And, you know, I want to do a shout out to one of our readers and listeners. And I'm going to, in advance, apologize because I'm just going to Americanize his name.
Martin
Blockhus.
Yeah. Hi, Martin. Thank you for the updates. Hey, yeah.
He sent me a tweet, and this tweet is a video of this BMW X5 police SUV just nailing the hostage taker.
Yeah.
Like, you see the hostage running across the street. You see the hostage taker hot on his heels. You hear the engine rev. And then you see this black SUV come out of nowhere and just nail him.
And you hear him hit the car. You hear him hit the street. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really something.
I mean, it's a fitting end to what this idiot thought he was going to pull off.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's I think that's a very fair assessment. So yeah, that's kind of where it came out.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
That was a nice thing to wake up to this morning. Was Martin sending me that, and then also the fact that the guy's delivery van sat in front of the Apple store throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, which was also very surprising, at least in my estimation. Listening to that, so so. Listeners, this is the kind of thing we talk about when we say we would like your feedback. Martin saw the original article about this happening on the site and reached out to Jeff and said, hey, by the way, you might want to know that this is how the whole thing kind of turned out. So there you go. It is very impressive, this video, by the way. So
And thanks again to Martin for sending that to me. I mean, there's so much stuff on Twitter that we can't catch it all if somebody doesn't flag us or tag us in it.
Yes. So yeah, always. So, Martin, we appreciate that. And Jeff, thank you for covering that yesterday because it kind of unfolded over the course of quite a while. So your roundup thorough by the time it was all
thank
over.
You.
So thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I kept tabs on it throughout the day while I was working on other things and updated when I could.
Yeah. So speaking of working on other things, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that you've been cogitating on, we'll say, that will end up on the that will end up on the site. And that is some sort of further considerations when you're trying to use focus mode and leveling those up to become things that really can work for you.
Yeah.
And I know this because I've asked you a bunch of questions about it.
Yeah. You know, when Apple first introduced focus modes, I was like, oh, it's just, you know, a revamp of Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm. But as I dig more into it, it's a really powerful feature. And I think one of my favorite features is, because I do this all the time, I'll start doing a screen recording of my iPhone and forget to turn off notifications. So any text message comes in, you know, any email, anything that throws a notification banner up, it ruins my video. I have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can automate your focus modes.
Okay.
So that, and you can do this where, you know, it's by the time of day, by arriving or leaving a particular location, okay, or launching a particular app.
So when you say time of day, what you mean there is, for example, bedtime is that kind of thing. Like at a certain time every night, my phone says, hi, we're going into wind down mode. And these basic things are going to happen. So that sort of thing with the time of day. And then by location also. So when you are in a certain place, like when you're at work, maybe the page full of games on your phone doesn't appear when you're at the office, right? Or something.
Right. Or let's say, you know, I get to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, if I know the address of the movie theater and I go there on a regular basis, I can set up my phone so that it'll automatically go into Do Not Disturb mode, mm-hmm, as soon as I arrive.
Yeah, that's really nice. And the other thing I want to make sure people know about focus mode, and the big reason for this is because when Bob and I talked about this, when he got super excited about focus mode, one of the things that we wanted to make sure to point out to people was that you have the option to share that status across all devices. So if you have, like, maybe you don't want your iPad to make noise all the time, make sure it doesn't have that switch flipped. I had a very silent afternoon before I realized that's what was happening, because my iPad was on Do Not Disturb, and so everything else went, oh, Do Not Disturb, cool. No. So if you want you have to do it. You have to make sure that device is sort of not in the loop of send, right, make sure my status is what everything else gets. So,
I've gotten that question more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what, you know, I've always, I keep a screenshot pointing to share on other devices, mm-hmm, so that I can send it to people when they ask, hey, is there some way I can stop my Mac from going into Do Not Disturb mode when I put my phone in it?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's great, you know, maybe your podcasting focus, they all need to be Do Not Disturb, but maybe, you know, if you have one for recording a podcast, and otherwise maybe not. So
Now the one thing I'm really hoping for is that macOS will eventually catch up when it comes to focus modes and automations.
I'm betting that's coming. We have more automation to talk about momentarily. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. Now, if you're procrastinating on something right now by listening to us, hello and welcome. But if you're having trouble getting things done, or if you're just having trouble getting things started, Thesis is here to help. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas that are based on nootropics and the science of those, which are natural ingredients. So you go online and take a quiz, and then Thesis will recommend a custom nootropic formula just for you. I've tried it, and it's actually been really helpful with just trying to take on everything at once. It's been really nice to do that. So over 60,000 other people have used Thesis for better results, and now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO to take the quiz, discover your nootropic combination, and save 10% on that starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know I sent you. And I'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. So the other thing we have to talk about is more automation, and that is sort of starting and ending your day. And Andrew, this is where you come in. Make sure you're unmuted to talk about shortcuts, because I know you like to automate things for starting your day and ending your day.
Yeah, you know, speaking of what Jess said, I do hope more automation comes to the Mac in the future, because Shortcuts is on the Mac now as of macOS Monterey, but automations are not. So on the Mac, at least, you're still limited in kind of what you can do, at least when it comes to, you know, automations, setting up things in the background. So as what you said about setting up the day, I just created a shortcut this morning, and it's something that is kind of obvious, but it took me a while to realize, oh, hey, I can actually automate this.
Yeah, I do the same things every morning. So, yeah.
Yeah. So when I'm starting my workday writing for the Mac Observer, there are a bunch of apps that I launch every day. So obviously Safari, going to the website. Mm-hmm. We all talk in Slack. We use Trello for coordinating our articles. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, why don't I just create the shortcut where with one click, I can have it open all of these apps that I need. Mm-hmm. And initially what I did was I have it set up where it opens each app, and then I have it wait 10 seconds, and then it launches the other app, and then so on and so forth, just because I thought, well, maybe I don't want this, you know, my Mac slowing down if it has to open all these apps at once.
Yeah, but
I think you or Jeff said that's not really necessary.
Well, I have a similar shortcut that I use that is something I built in Keyboard Maestro before Shortcuts was even a consideration on the Mac. Use something called Keyboard Maestro to take care of all of those things for me and that kind of stuff. And so it launches each of the programs that I use in order to put the show out every day, and does so in a particular order so that it sort of ends in the right place. And then I have another one that sort of undoes all of that, which is one I think sometimes doesn't get the credit it deserves. Is like I said, having a shortcut for starting your day, but maybe also having a little bit of automation, you know, at the end of the day, that's like, I'm doing this now because I'm done, you know, and I'm clocking out for the day, or, you know, however you want to put it. But Jeff, I think, said that specifically in shortcuts, you don't have to build in that delay, right?
Yeah, I don't have any delays built into that. I have it set to open Slack, Trello, Bear, which is a Markdown editor that I use, and Discord.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got a 2018 Intel-based Mac Mini, and it quite happily launches all four of them at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do anything while they're opening because I keep losing focus.
But, yeah. Yeah.
And then I've got another one for at the end of the day that closes all of them down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are lots of ways to do these. There's something called Automator that's part of macOS that's been there forever. So if you're not on Monterey, you still have an option for that. You also have an option for Keyboard Maestro, which I've mentioned, because that's how I have things set up. You can do a lot of things with Keyboard Maestro as well. I'll make sure there's a link to them in the show notes too. And then, you know, that way, like, if you're not on Monterey, that doesn't mean these aren't still options that you have available.
And you know, maybe it's about time for me to revisit Automator, because there are a couple of things that shortcuts can't do.
Mm-hmm.
That I have Automator actions for.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like one of the sites I used to write for, I could not have spaces in file names when I was uploading images.
Yeah.
So I created an Automator action that I can just bulk remove all of them.
Yeah.
And then I've got another one that converts images to, what do you call it?
PNG.
Converts images from PNG to JPEG.
Yeah. Okay. So if your screenshots are all PNG files, this gives you the right format.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, one site that I work for, they want screenshots in PNG files.
And one doesn't.
Another site that I, yeah, one actually pukes on PNG files.
Yeah. So I think part of what I want to point out that all of these have in common is that there was a moment in each of the, you know, there was a moment for each of you when you realized, I'm doing the same thing all the time, and I could let my computer take care of that for me. And that's really what it comes down to as far as having, you know, building something that's an automation like that. Like, that's the tip I want to give you is if you, that thing that you have to do every Tuesday or, you know, at 3 o'clock on a every day of the week or whatever it is, like when it's always the same thing and you find yourself sort of sighing and rolling your eyes as you do it because it's the exact same 8 things that you click over and over again, there might be an opportunity to automate that. And sometimes we get stuck in that rut and don't realize, like, wait a minute, this is something I could automate. I mean, Andrew, you build shortcuts all the time, and this was one that you just built today.
Yeah.
So not to call you out, but like the moment when you said that and I was like, yes, that's exactly what happens, is there comes a moment when you go, wait a minute, I could let my computer handle this for me. That's what technology is all about. So
Yeah, Andrew's kind of lagging behind. I've had these shortcuts working ever since ever since they were available on Mac OS.
Well, you know, not all of us have that eye to automation.
In fact, those were the first shortcuts I created when the Monterey beta came available.
That's great, though. And it's the ending shortcut. I think that one is equally important. It's nice to have something fire everything up at the beginning of the day, but then to have that moment where you kind of undo all of that because it's no longer time to work. Yeah. That matters.
There are apps out there that can do that for you. And you know, the one that I use even has gotten to where it won't, like, I can configure it not to close certain apps.
Yeah.
But even that's not, you know, it's not a one size fits all solution. Because, you know, I might want to keep preview open for other purposes, even though I'm closing everything else for work.
Yeah.
So.
And that's another piece of it, is being able to pick and choose those things so that it works like it should. I would love to hear about your automation. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And this is because I'm always curious how other people are automating some of these things, because I'm always looking to optimize for myself. So if you have a good one, then please let us know so we can share it amongst ourselves and then also share it here. So that's going to do it for us today. Jeff, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me. Always a blast.
I appreciate you bringing your automation with you today. And Andrew or not, thank you for your shortcuts.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I guarantee we will talk about shortcuts more in the future, because I don't have very many and I feel like I need to kind of up my game there. So we'll see about that. Sure. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.
Party on, Kelly.